Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Everybody, welcome to Two Off the First for September 27th, 2022. Ryan Ballinger here. Great to have you here with us. We are presented by our friends at French Lick Resort. Sorry for the lack of shows over the weekend. We had soccer on Saturday. Our undefeated Badgers were victorious, and you don't even know how much that means after a year and a half of coaching these kids at this level. Pretty awesome stuff. And then had a charity event yesterday, a scramble that was definitely not helpful, not conducive to recording a show at any point yesterday. So we're going to kind of catch up a little bit on some things. We'll do a little bit of President's Cup because I think that's important to kind of recap. And then we'll hit something on the back end as well. So the Americans win the President's Cup, 17.5, 12.5. And for about 45 minutes in there on Sunday, it looked like the Internationals had a chance to do the impossible. Now, it was a long shot, right? But it seemed plausible for at least a little while, just a little while, that the Internationals could do it. And I think that feeling alone made it worth it. I think that feeling alone validated the captaincy of Trevor Immelman. I think it showed the grit and determination of the 12 guys on the international team, the players who made it a thing, who made something out of what was really supposed to be nothing, particularly after day one and day two went 4-1 the Americans' way, 8-2 combined. And if you look at it after that, so there's 30 points in the President's Cup, 80% of the first 10 points go to the Americans, right? But if you take out, you have the remaining 20 points, the Internationals scored 10.5 points. They won the back two-thirds of the President's Cup. If they weren't so far behind the eight ball after the first two sessions, they might have had a legitimate chance. They also might have had a legitimate chance if the Canadian players, Corey Connors and Taylor Pendrith, didn't go winless. Pendrith had Tony Finau dead to rights early on in their Sunday singles match. Let it slip. Finau came all the way back very quickly in the space of about six holes, established a lead, and then really never truly looked back. I mean, it waffled a little bit, but for Pendrith not to have gotten the point there was a big deal. And again, in this format, it's not like it's a two-for-one swing. It's never a one-point swing, right? Because it's a point the other team can't get. So if you look at it that way, the Pendrith match, if Taylor Pendrith gets the job done, that's 1 point off the Americans, so 16.5 for them, 13.5 for the Internationals. That would have made it even closer, right? That's 2 points. Then you've got Corey Connors, who probably should have won his match, but basically did not show up all week in the way I think he was expected to show up. Just get 1 point. 1 point. And now you've got a 1 point margin. And that's unfortunate for the Internationals. But what was really cool to see afterward, and I don't know if you can probably watch this video on the International Team's President's Cup, their Twitter account, or I think the PGA Tour retweeted as well if you want to follow their account on Twitter. But the video that they put up of Immelman walking into the team, this is not locker room, I guess lounge, I don't know, team room, and the standing ovation that he got from his players, from everyone involved, from the assistant captains, it was great. I mean, it was really nice to see. And I'm sure to a degree, Immelman kind of expected the appreciation, but not like that. And you could see he was emotional. You could see what it meant to him to have had that support throughout the week. And I think the guys really enjoyed playing for him. And I think if you go back the last several international captains, going back to Nick Price, who did it, what, three times in a row, Ernie Els did it. And the guys liked playing for Ernie because he cared. They liked playing for Trevor because he cared. And he felt that they had a legitimate chance to make this better, to make something of a bad situation. They did. They did a good job. And I think that's really cool. I mean, we found a legitimate breakout star in Tom Kim. I think pretty much every American that was there at Quail Hollow loved watching him play. Some of the short game shots Sungjae Im hit over the course of the week were unbelievable. I mean, you had Americans on the President's Cup team looking at him like, that's ridiculous. And I think that kind of goes to show the depth of talent in this game. And yes, some of the players who came along as a result of the defections of others to live, might, one, probably wouldn't have gotten this opportunity, and two, didn't take full advantage of it. But some did. Some did a great job. And even if they got caught on the bad side of a draw, or they kept running into the buzzsaw teams of Spieth Thomas and Cantlay Schauffele, they made pretty much the most of the situation. And to the Americans' credit, they had two teams that just couldn't lose. I mean, it would be really hard to beat what you saw out of Spieth Thomas. I mean, Jordan Spieth went 5-0-0. And when you have a player like that that has a perfect record, then you know they were part of a team that was pretty special and almost impossible to beat, if not impossible to beat, the way they played that week. If you didn't have that on the American side, twice really, then, you know, maybe this is a close thing on Sunday. Maybe it's not. Maybe they don't play with the same kind of desperation. Maybe they play a little bit differently. Maybe they strategize differently. I'm not sure. You never know. You can't game that out properly in your head. But to have seen the fight back from the internationals was really kind of cool. And completely unexpected, to be honest with you. I know the Americans have a tendency to not win single Sunday. That has kind of been... Well, it used to be the Americans always won single Sunday. That was where they made their comeback. And now that is really not the case. They have figured out how to play the team matches better, and they're more or less 60-40, 40-60, looking at single Sunday. There aren't many blowouts for the American side on Sunday. They've been blown out, but they don't typically blow out. Now, I think that is a really interesting thing about the current crop of players, is that they seem to play so much better together than separate. And for so long, we especially talked about the Ryder Cup, it seemed that the Americans just could not pair up. They couldn't find pairings that worked. And then they would put themselves in this position where they had to figure out some way to get along for the first 2 days and then let their tendencies to work alone work in their favor on Sunday and hope it was all good enough. Well, that's not the case anymore. So it'll be very interesting to see as that continues to develop moving forward what that looks like. But this group of 12 guys is more or less going to be your Ryder Cup team. I mean, I think you could look at that team and you would know, I must say, 9 of them are going to make Zach Johnson's Ryder Cup team, right? I mean, you've got all the guys at the top of the official world golf ranking. You have a good flavor of who's going to wind up making it. I mean, Cantlay's going to play. Schauffele's going to play. Burns is going to play. Spieth, Thomas, Scheffler obviously is going to play. Finau's almost certainly going to play. I would be kind of surprised if Cam Young doesn't follow it up, but it's possible that he doesn't make it. Max is going to play. I mean, he has showed he has a proclivity toward this thing. And Colin Morikawa is going to play because he says, one, I mean, he's one of the best ball strikers on the planet. But two, says the fade's back. The fade's back, he's probably going to win a major this year. So the only guys that I might have some kind of doubt about seeing return to this team are Kevin Kisner, who was, you know, he was there. Billy Horschel, who was a great cheerleader, but not necessarily the best performer. And then, like I said, Cameron Young. I think Cameron Young is practically a shoe-in, but you never know. The stranger things have happened. But this is basically the team that's going to go to Italy, and they're going to go play the Europeans. Meanwhile, and we say this every year. I mean, I don't say it on this podcast, but we say it every year. The Europeans just have a way of playing stronger golf in Ryder Cup years. Because they're properly motivated, right? They want to make the team. They want to play on the team. And the way that you do that is you get in through the official world golf ranking or you get in through the DP World Tour point system. And so you're going to see more European names at the top of leaderboards. It's just the way that it works. It's just the way that it works. The internationals don't seem to necessarily have that same degree of a magnetism toward the top of a leaderboard. But I think I liked what I saw here this week. I mean, you have a Korean contingent here that is developing and may get even bigger still. I mean, Siwoo was fabulous on Sunday against Justin Thomas. I mean, that was the best match. That was so fun to watch. Adam Scott's probably aging out, probably on his way out of this thing. I mean, maybe he makes one more. We'll see where the world is at in 2 years for Royal Montreal. You've got Sebastian Munoz, who I thought played great. I mean, I thought he played really, really well. He won 2-1 over Scotty Scheffler. He beat the world number one straight up and made it look pretty easy. Sungjae, obviously, part of the Korean contingent. Cage Lee, part of the Korean contingent. Those guys were really fun. Cage Lee is the voice of an angel, by the way. If you watch Sam Harrop's video that he did making a song for the international team. He did one for the Americans too, but I thought the one for the internationals was more entertaining, especially because Adam Scott cannot sing at all. And that was kind of comforting to know Adam Scott's bad at something other than dressing outside of, you know, the color spectrum. But I think you will see a fair amount of turnover on this team. You're going to keep seeing those same three Korean players. I think you're going to see Corey Connors because he is a great ball striker. He may not have put it together this week, but he is a great ball striker. Tom Kim, obviously part of that four-person Korean contingent, was the big breakout star of the week. Mito Pereira did not play well. I have a feeling the PGA Championship just kind of ruined him for a little while, and he's going to have some time to get that all worked out. Maybe it's getting into a major situation again and making that happen. I don't know, but it was a tough week for him. Christian Bezuidenhout, great on him to be on the team. Cool to be the South African representative, but he's just kind of too short. I mean, unless you set up Royal Montreal to be a fairly short venue, I don't know how you continue to have him on the team. Taylor Pendrith could have continued to evolve. I mean, I think he showed a lot of potential. It's just really hard to be inserted into that spot out of nowhere and then expected to perform like the world top 20 players on the other side of the ball. But I think he will continue to be a part of it. Cam Davis surely will. Hideki Matsuyama will. And like I said, I hope Trevor Immelman continues to be involved in this. I do not expect him to be the captain in 2024. That is almost certainly going to be Mike Weir, the Canadian, the only Canadian major winner, at least on the men's side of things. And so I don't see a world where you don't have him as the captain. But Trevor Immelman should surely be involved. I think that Jeff Ogilvie is going to continue to remain involved. Camilo Vijegas was a cool part of it. I don't know if he's going to continue to do it. I'm sure Mike Weir will kind of gather some of his friends. But I think the internationals continue to iterate forward. The next step, though, is to try to win. You got to win this thing at a certain point. Maybe it happens in Montreal in 2 years. I don't know. Obviously, there's a lot that can change in the world of golf between now and then, and we will just kind of have to see where this goes from there. But it was cool to see this thing turn relevant in the end. I mean, a 5-point win is a big win, but that's a smaller margin than what the Americans put on the Europeans, a supposedly much more talented European team in the Ryder Cup. Now, different conditions, right? Both were home matches, but there were basically no European fans whatsoever at Whistling Straits. Because of COVID travel restrictions from Europe to the United States. Not saying that there was a huge portion of the gallery at Quail Hollow that was an international fan base, but I think they were very appreciative of what the internationals did, how well they played. You could see them kind of hear them a little bit. I don't know. They're not turning, but being appreciative of what the internationals were trying to accomplish in a really difficult situation. And really, that's all you can ask for, right? That's all you can ask for as a golf fan, is to see some great golf and a great effort, and that's what we got from the international. So kudos to them for making it a really interesting week, especially after a brutal start. Like I said, they won the back two-thirds of it. That's something to hold your head up about, playing the best players in the world the way that they did. So we'll go from there, I guess. This thing moves on. I don't imagine, right, that this is going to change the format or anything. Had this been a completely deflating thing, had this been a huge disaster, then I think the PGA Tour could have entertained some changes, some big changes, not just minor tweaks here and there to make it a little easier. But here's one change I would want to make. And I've had some discussions with this about a bunch of different bunches of different people over time. But I would love to see alternate shot go away and replace it with scramble, two-man scramble. Now, alternate shot is a really fun format, and I love it because it is difficult. You have to sync up with your partner, but it's really hard to get into watching it in person. It just is. I don't know how to explain it better than that. Because it's not as sexy, right? Four ball, everyone plays their ball. You play super aggressive. You try for birdies and eagles, not birdies and pars. And that's how you win those matches. And people really like watching that. Alternate shot is more of an art form. So scramble would make it a differentiating factor between that and the Ryder Cup. Obviously, 4 days is a differentiator. Number of matches is a differentiator. That everyone's got to play at least once is a differentiator before Sunday. Those are things, but they're subtle. But if you brought in a scramble and you let these guys absolutely rip after it on any host course and you set it up properly, you set it up for that purpose, you would have, oh man, you would have so much fun. As a fan, as a golfer, you hardly ever get to play a scramble, right? I mean, I guess you play scrambles in pro-ams, but not with a world-class player alongside of you, where if you guys took the best shot from your one ball, oh, God, that'd be good. I think you'd have scramble rounds in the mid-50s if you set it up right. And you'd set up every par 5 and every short par 4 for maximum aggression, and these guys would absolutely light it up. The crowd would be bananas for this at any venue. So that's my one suggestion. If you are not going to do this, if you're not going to go mixed gender with the event, and I understand the PGA Tour has its reasons for not wanting to do so, that's where this needs to go. This needs to be maximum birdies and eagles, maximum aggression, let everyone play to their talent level, kind of make it a little bit more exciting. Not that the Ryder Cup is not exciting. It's an emotional event, and I think because of the history behind it and how the Europeans have long perceived their emotion into it, especially, and then the Americans have kind of responded in kind, it is a very emotional event to watch, even if you're trying to be neutral about it. But the President's Cup could be just birdie fest, eagle fest. It could be just a huge party. And I think that's what this really can evolve to become. And I think it could actually benefit the internationals in the long haul. I don't think this is just something set up for the Americans. Let the internationals be aggressive as they want to be. I think that gives them a better chance. And you saw it with the way that everything came out from Saturday and Sunday. They had to be more aggressive. They couldn't play conservative. And when they were in the formats where strategy wasn't as big of a thing and kind of the vagaries of match play weren't as much of a thing, they thrived. I would love to see scramble. I would also love to see hammers and presses, but that's not going to happen. But at least in terms of a format change that I think everyone could get behind, I think a scramble is something that would work. You could get rid of the alternate shot, and I think it would pan out just fine. So we've got some tournaments this week, obviously. We've got the LPGA, the Ascendant LPGA is what it's called, Old American Golf Club, The Colony, Texas. The PGA Tour is back, Sanderson Farms Championship is this week. That's going to be in Jackson, Mississippi. And then we've got on the DP World Tour, one of my favorite events of the year, the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship, which is played on three-course rotation, Carnoustie and Kings Barnes, and hosted at St. Andrews in the Old Course. That's one of my favorite events of the year. Can't wait for it this week. It's really fun to watch. Just watch a Sunday at St. Andrews and see what would normally be a public park that day used for a really really great event. On the PGA Tour Champions, they had a great event at Pebble Beach over the weekend. Steve Flesch wound up winning. Cool story, too, with Tim O'Neill, who plays in the Advocates PGA Tour, got an exemption into the event, was among the leaders after day one, and really hung in there, played a great week. Good for him. Really, really cool story. I'd love to see more of him out there on the PGA Tour Champions. On the LPGA, Daniel Kang hold out a 56 or 58-yard second shot on the final hole of regulation for an eagle to wind up tying a Taya Titicall from Thailand. They wound up going to a playoff at 17 under in a 54-hole event, and TD Kaul won the second playoff hole. Really cool for Danielle Kang because she was out for 3 months in the middle of the year with a tumor on her back. There's really been no public discussion, and there's nothing that I've seen from her or her team about where she is actually physically, what her treatment entailed, anything like that. But she alluded to some of the difficulties and some of the doubts that she had about her status in golf, about her future career, and to get into a playoff not too long after coming back from all of that, to be into a playoff. I mean, she was crying at the interview after, and she said these are happy tears because she just didn't know if she was going to be able to come back in any kind of significant capacity and to get herself a chance with an emotional finish just to get into a playoff. Really, really cool. But obviously this week, we got plenty to talk about with the Sanderson Farms and the other events of the week on our The Press podcast. So if you're into golf betting, download The Press. It's a daily show, just kind of like this one, snack size format designed to just give you what you want to know, what you need to know about what's happening in the golf betting world, just like we do here every day with Two Off the First, for what you need to know about just the golf world. So that's going to do it for us today on Two Off the First. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. I'm Ryan Ballingy. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.